Department of Behavioral Health Access and Referral Unit. Your call is very important to us. If this is a medical emergency, please dial 911. To continue in English, please press 1. Usted se ha comunicado con el Condado de San Bernardino, Unit X. Thank you for calling the Access Unit with the County of San Bernardino, Department of Behavioral Health. My name is Monica. Can I get your first name, please?
Hi, Monica. This is James Martin Driscoll again. I'm going to describe to you something. I'm going to ask you first if the person that you refer me to's name is Bruce Cook.
Is Hello? That yes
or no?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Yes. Is the person that you referred me to Bruce Cook?
Yes.
Okay. If he is a doctor, he has an NPI record. If he has an NPI record, because I was describing the process to which I had to put to Dr. Berger and all the other doctors, that on the site of npino.com, there's a toolkit called Discuss, where one from the public can comment onto his license. And because I mentioned that, he said in response that I was threatening him. I didn't threaten any content. I just said that I could do that. Because I could do that. That's a tool that I can use. It's a tool of our information society. And how he views that tool, if he views that as a threat, that's because he cannot come out of the darkness and into the light and have an honest discussion with me. So the conversation terminated at that point. He needs to adjust himself and continue on a conversation. And I'm not threatening anything but to put the call recording that was just made attached to his NPI record when I find it. I didn't actually confirm that there is one or isn't one. Apparently there is one. The call recording and the public...
You're recording calls?
I record all of my calls. I've been doing that for 5 years now because I'm a targeted individual of gang stalking. That's the topic at hand when I started this. There is no resolution to this when the person on the other end likes the Facebook and the good person in your mental health department blocks a conversation or cuts a conversation or terminates the conversation when the conversation should progress forward because they have something to hide. Not me. I'm representing the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Now, would you like to go back to have him come back to this conversation, please?
So what you're saying is you want to speak to him?
With what I just described to you, Monica, yes.
So my question is, would you like to speak to him?
I would like you to tell him that he cut the conversation off for no reason.
One moment, please.
But, yeah,
one moment.
Because I mentioned something about Dr. Bruce Cook, and that on the site of npi.no, there is a discuss toolkit available to the public for anybody to use. And because I mentioned that mere fact, I didn't say what I was going to actually post. You took that as a threat. It's on a call recording, sir. That was your response. Would you like to take back that statement first before we continue?
I don't know that we're going to continue this conversation. I don't see where it's going to be very productive.
The productiveness, sir, was that I need to find a resolve for the gang stalking, sir. You said you were going to look that document up and read it. Are you going to do that, sir?
Have you given me an opportunity to read it yet?
I'm asking you if that is still your intention, sir. I didn't ask you to read it this second. I'm asking if that's still your intention.
I had it on my screen when we were talking. I didn't have an opportunity to read it. I'll be happy to get to it and look at it, and I'll go from there.
Okay, we can go from there then. I would like to have a closure of a conversation rather than being cut off and having no closure. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, James. Well, then we'll call this as closure. If you need to call back later after I've read the document, I'll be happy to discuss what we can possibly do to go forward.
Okay, could you confirm by a call back to me? You can either call this number or the house line when you are ready to have that conversation. I'll leave it up to you.
Well, give me what number you have there. What I'm looking at right now is 763-8481.
That's correct. All calls on this device are recorded. It's unconditional. It's not anything to do with you. It's been like that for 5 years or more. In fact, I have an actual agreement with my mother that I can publish any call conversations that her and I have on the web. That's how extreme it is, sir. So it has nothing to do with you, okay? So, or you can call the house line.
What's the house line number?
It's 909-882-8759. And you can talk to my mother, or you can talk to me. My mother's name is Veronica Driscoll.
Okay.
I was going to have her call you if I wasn't even able to get this properly put back upright. I thank you for your time, sir. I did nothing wrong, sir, to just note that there is a feature on the web that allows that to the public. Because there is a feature, I just mentioned it, and that scares you off the conversation, sir. Something in your brain needs to be taken into a check, sir. I didn't do anything wrong, and the response to it is a little out of whack, and it's in the call recording here, sir. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you.